Malachim Beis Perikei Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So back in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Elisha himself had said, Chai Hashem Asher Amadet Li Lufan Avim Ekach. He said, by God's life, who I stood in front of him, I will not take anything from Naaman. And now in Pasuk Chaf, Gehazi says, Chai Hashem V'lakachti Me'ito Mu'uma. He swears the exact opposite of what Elisha had sworn, that he says, by God's life, I'm going to get something. And not only that, he calls him Naaman Ho'arami Hazeh, this Aramean, showing a great lack of respect for Naaman's very sincere, principled choice to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's super close to Elisha Gehazi. And yet, he seems to miss the point of everything that Elisha says and does. And so now, Vayirdov Gehazi Achare Naaman, Gehazi chased after Naaman, Vayirdov, like a hunt, chasing. The contrast between Naaman, innocent and unaware of what's going on behind him, and a man running from Elisha's vicinity, running from Elisha's side to go and chase him down. Gehazi is running away from Eliyahu in many ways, from everything Eliyahu stands for. Vayir en Naaman rotzacharav. So Naaman sees a man running after him, so he's concerned. He's still inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he sees that something important is about to happen. So vayipol me'al ha-merkava likraso. So he jumped down. He fell practically from his chariot. He, with alacrity, with zerizos, eagerness, he jumped down from his chariot. Vayomer ha-shalom. And he said, is all well? Is there peace? He doesn't know that he's about to be lied to. Chavez vayomer shalom. And so Gehazi begins his lie by couching it in truths, which is to say, yes, all is well. All is well. But not once Gehazi starts speaking. Adoni shalachani lemor, lie number one. My master sent me saying, Hine ata ze bo'uei lai shnei na'arim mehar Ephraim ibnei ha-Nevi'im. Lie number two. Just now there came to me two boys from the mountains of Ephraim, from the sons of the prophet. So it's a rather elaborate lie, saying that Bnei HaNevi'im had come. Tina na lahem kikar kesef, ushtei chalifos begodim. Please, he says to Naaman, give them a talent of silver and two changes of clothes. So he's lying, and he's making it sound like he's trying to do tzedakah, trying to do something positive. Notice he didn't say, Elisha told me. Oh, well, actually, I'm sorry. He did. He makes it worse. He says, Elisha sent me with this message that you should send a talent of silver and two changes of clothing. He knows that Naaman came with an awful lot more than that in his packs as he came to see Elisha. What Gehazi is missing the point of is just about everything. He thinks that the miracles are a source of personal gain for himself. Rabbi Israel elaborates, the power has gone to his head. For Gehazi, man does not stand before God. God stands at the service of man. The former arrogance of Naaman is now visible in Gehazi. So Gehazi has taken on a very arrogant attitude. So he says, please, So Chav Gimel Vayomer Naaman Ho El Kachi Karoyim. So Naaman says, agree, Ho El. Some say it means swear. Naaman says, swear to me that you were sent by Elisha. Some of the Mefarshim say that Naaman was suspicious of Gehazi. He said, how could the man of God have sworn Chai Hashem he would take nothing? And now he just flips after the nace is done. So Naaman is suspicious according to this point of view. Others say, just agree to take two kikar kesef, two talents, a fortune, vayifratz bo, and so he pressed him, vayotzar kikrayim kesef b'shnei charitim, and so he wrapped up the two talents of silver, the two loaves of silver, they were big pieces, in two bags, charitim. Charit apparently means a sack. Rashi says, "Mine begadim v'sudarim," like a turban, like an extended unwound piece of cloth that you can wind up. Ushtei chalifos begadim, and besides, another two changes of clothing. Vayitein el shnei ne'arav vayisulafanav, and he gave them to Naaman. Gave them to his two servants, and they carried them before Gehazi to bring them back. According to the point of view, when he heard Gehazi swear, so he said, well, it must be so. Naaman is taking everything on face value right now. And so he sends everything back along with two servants to carry them. Now, exactly what Gehazi thinks is going to happen when he gets back to Elisha again, maybe he hopes Elisha isn't going to notice. Maybe Elisha's inside the house and Gehazi's outside. So we'll see that Gehazi's going to sneak the stuff into his hidey hole before going to Elisha again.